Today's daf is Bavasra daf Chavav, and we are just finished the sugya of the daf on daf Chavhei about the winds from all the different directions, and the Makam HaShchina, where the Shchina is. So we mentioned yesterday in Machlokas between Tosus and the Yad Ramah how this Gemara works with the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. Tosus assumes that there's a Machlokas here, but most of the Shitas on our daf, on daf Bavasra daf Chavhei, argue with the Gemara in Brachos. This was Tosus on Amud Aleph, where Tosfos says that only the last opinion in our Gemara, Rabbi Chanina, is the one that holds like the Braisa in Brachos. That's the one that we hold like. That's what we hold like. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tzadik Dalid, says the Shulchan Aruch, Bekumo lehispalel, imaya omid bachutz la'aretz, yachzir panav connected Eretz Yisrael. As we know, that he's supposed to daven towards Eretz Yisrael. V'hispalel lehlecha derech artsam, the Pasuk says. Right, daven through the land. And then the Chavin Gamli Yerushalayim, he's also Gavin towards Yerushalayim. Mr. Brewer explains Shayachshov Balibo Varayono Kiilu Hu Omid by Mikdash Hashem Yerushalayim B'Makom Kodesh Kadashim. Right, and that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Chavin Gamli Yerushalayim and the Mikdash of the Iskatia Kadashim. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you daven towards Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you daven towards the Mikdash. If you're in the Mikdash, you daven towards Kodesh Kadashim. That's, by the way, a big discussion about down next to the Kotel B'Zman Hazeh. Does want that, first of all, the machlokas among scholars, where exactly was the Kodesh Kodashim? Right? There are those that suggest that it was not under where the Dome of the Rock is, but it was more south, which is closer to in front of the Kotel, there's a smaller dome there. But either way, some say, are you supposed to, let's say you assume it's a little, like, where many people think that it's where the Dome of the Rock is, where you walk in the tunnels and there's a spot that they say you stop here because this is connected to Kodesh Kodashim. Should you dive in a little diagonally? Because it's supposed to be Mechadeh Kenegas Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if you go straight, it's towards the courtyard. So that is a big discussion. Most people daven straight. If you look around the Kotel, most are not davening a little diagonal. But that is so that gufa. So one of the poskim says that gufa might give kedusha, you know, to davening straight. So either way, but that is that's the halacha. And then the Rama talks about davening towards the different directions, but again, that's the pashtus. And if you don't know, you just be mechavin libo laviv shavashamayim, the Shulchan Aruch. But we see from there that we pass like the Gemara in Brachos. So the Rama says this Gemara is not about tefillah, it's just about makom hashchina. But either way, that is an important discussion halacha l'maisa. So that I ended off by saying we're going to start off with a thought from Rav Dessler in Mechta Melio, Chelek Dalet, page 23. Where Rav Dessler discusses the Gemara that we said at the end, that if somebody wants to become wise, they should look to the south. If somebody wants to become rich, they should look to the north. So what, you can't have both? Sound like this, you can't have both, because you either have to look towards the south or look towards the north. So you can't have both. So says says Rav Dessler, quoting Rav Nachman Breslov, Shehiksha, Shalachor Mashman Bikan, She'ef Shalachadam Lios Chacham Batar V'gam Ashir. Right, it's possible to look both ways. Aval kasha, because you find certain gedolim of Torah gedula b'makam echad. Gemara in Gittin answers Rav Nachman Mireslov v'tirates shezeh al yedei. I guess it's in Yonah Diyoma because this week a lot of people go to Uman. V'tirates shezeh al yedei anava she'oz ein lo makom. Through anava, through humility, they can get both. So what exactly does that mean? That through humility they could get both. So says Rav Dessler, She'i'ef sh'ashatiyah lo chach v'avshiyah lo osha gamkein. Generally, it's impossible to have both. Why? Because everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person in Olam Hazeh is a nisayon. How is he going to act with it? What's he going to do with it? It's a nisayon. Liros im yizga'ebo v'yizlan la'atzmo. Am I going to take the gift that Hashem gives me, whether it's wisdom, whether it's osher, for myself? O yishtamish bo la'avodas Hashem. Or am I going to use it for Hashem? There's different types of nisyonos, right? The Gemara talks about the nisyon of osher and the nisyon of oni. They're both nisyonos. So Hashem's not going to give a person a double nisyon. So it's one nisyon, either the osher or the chachma. And that's what it means. It's harotzi shiakam harotzi yeshiyajim. You can only have one. But let's say somebody reaches the level that he's succeeded in passing, quote unquote, these tests. V'yalo l'darga shel anava. So then, everything is avodas Hashem to him. So then, he can have another one, because he's already reached the level, and now he's up to the next one. And that's what you find by certain tanaim of Torah Gdul B'Makam Echad, because they've already gotten Rebbe, Yudah Nasi. Right? They've already reached a certain level, and therefore, at Slo Yitachein, She'ilo Torah Gdul B'Yachad, then it would be able to have, you'd be able to have both. So he talks about here in Chelek Dalet, page 23. There's more there, but that's Rav Dessler. So Dessler on that Gemara. Some say, could you go diagonally to try to get both? You know, south and north are kind of opposite. But so one of the folks would say, maybe you should dive in one way, and then when you get to the bracha regarding the other one, just turn your head, and try to get both. Okay, weiter Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Marchikan Asa'ila min habor Esru Mechamish Amma. Person should distance their tree from their friend's pit 25 Amas, because the roots of my tree are going to spread out and go into the pit and destroy the walls of the pit. So I have to spread my tree, distance my tree 25 Amos from the pit. Ubacharub ubashikma Chamishim Amma. And by Charav and Shikma, which have very long roots, so that's 50 Amas. Whether the tree is above the bar, whether the tree is raised, right, or one of them, either one of them is raised, meaning one they're on a mountain, and therefore one of them is above and one of them is below, or minatzara, whether they're on equal footing. Right, so the chiddush is going to be that you understand if a tree is above because the roots are going to go down, but if the tree is below, so why should you have to be marchik? Right? The tree is below, the roots are going to go down. How is that going to affect the bor, which is on higher ground? So the Gemara will discuss that. Im habor kadma kotzeitz v'nosin damim. If the bor came first, and then he put the tree there, so then he could force the tree to be cut down, because the bor was there first, but still v'nosin damim. He still has to pay for it. Why does he have to pay for it? The tree was there b'isser. The tree wasn't allowed to be put there. So why does he have to pay for the tree? So Rashi says, "V'nosin damim tekivan debirshus nata." Still, at the moment that he planted it, he wasn't supposed to. But you know what? It's still called birshus. Why? She'eno mazik adzman gadol. It's not really mazik this moment, right? It's mazik later on. It's mazik once the roots grow, it starts damaging. So Rashi says, even if you weren't allowed to put the tree there, the bar came first, and then you put the tree there. Still, when we force you to cut down your tree, we say that you have to pay for the Bala Bar, has to chip in and compensate. That's one reason. Another reason I saw given by some of the Rishonim is that maybe the Torah is chas al hi'ilanos in general. The Torah likes trees. The Torah likes trees, and therefore, even if we're going to make you cut down your tree, we want to make sure that it's done in a way that maybe you'll plant another tree, maybe you'll be hesitant to cut down the tree. So therefore, No sein damim. So if the bar is first, you have to cut it down, it's compensated for it. Vin ilan kadam, if the tree came first, then lo yakus, that it doesn't get cut down. Because the bar, the bala bar, is his fault. He dug too close to the tree. Suffix zek kadam, the suffix zek kadam, and if you're not sure which came first, so then lo yakus, then you don't cut it down, because it's a suffix. Suffix dinim amanis, so basically you keep the status quo, and therefore you don't cut it down. Rabbi Yossi amar, even if the bar came first, and therefore you would say, hey, the Bala Ilan did not have a right, lo yakut, still, he does not cut it down. This is Rabbi Yossi Shita, Shizachover, B'doch Shalo, V'zenotayam B'doch Shalo. Rabbi Yossi Shita of, as Rashi says, Al HaNizak LaHarchik Atzmo, it's the Nizak's responsibility, so therefore, I can do whatever I want in my Rishus. Right? I'm not, I don't have to worry about you. Let's talk for a minute about the case of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says we have to distance the tree from the bar of your friend by 25 amos, by 50 amos. What exactly is the chiyuv? What is the chiyuv that we're talking about? Let's say I would plant my tree close to yours. So what is that considered? Is that mamona amazik? Is that nizke mamon? And we know the two major categories in Baba Kama. There's nizke mamon and adam amazik. Adam amazik, where the person is mazik himself, I smash you, I take a baseball bat and smash something of yours. Nizke mamon is with my property. Shor, bor, eish, nizke mamon. So that's any of my property. So what exactly is here? If I would plant a tree close to your bar, so what would that be? What would that be considered? So if you look in the Ramban at the end of Dina de Garmi, Kutras Dina de Garmi, says that he does not think that this is actual nizke mamon. Another thing would be niske mamon. We prevent you from doing it, but it's still less than niske mamon. Igla meidach says the Rabban. Vi azli sharashin umaski leila bar. My time up patur milashalim. Still, if I would do it, this harchakas nizakin. I have to be marchik. Let's say I did it. Would I have to pay for it? Would I have to pay for damaging you? If I play, I would make my, we would have, make him remove the tree. What if I did it? What if I ended up causing you damage? Do I have to pay for it? Rabban says no. Why? Isn't this like shor? You should have guarded it. So the Ramban's lashon is v'lo kasha d'lo gufei de'ilan kamazik ela sharashin demazki v'sharashin memela asu. It's not the actual tree that's damaging; it's the roots, and the roots are coming after. Afal gav d'mamonahu. Even though it's mamon, still the roots are coming later. That's what the Ramban says. The question is, what exactly does that mean? So the Divrei Yechezkel, right, the Siman Memtes, the Nira Lafarish Divrei Ramban. What does this Ramban mean? What is the act, what's the mazik of the roots? The Pshitus. Ta Torah lo chiva b'nizakin elahecha. This is important for Baba Basra and it's important for Baba Kama. Right? When does the Torah make you chayiv nezek? Elahecha shechal alav chiv shmira kodim shenaase hanezek. The kfar haya ba'olam demuchiv l'shomer shlo yazik. Two givens. Number one, the hezek did not happen yet, and therefore you have to guard it. And number two, the mazik is in existence. If the mazik is in existence and the hezek did not happen yet, then you have a chiyuv to guard. And if you don't, you're going to be chayiv. Those two. Masha'en kein kan, but what happens here? The nezek hasn't happened yet, but the mazik's not here. The mazik are the roots. The mazik is in the tree. Dekodem ha-nezek adayin ha-mazik ba'olam. V'lo chalal av chiyuv shmira. The mazik is not here yet. The second that the mazik appears, it's already damaging. So you're never at the stage where the mazik is here and it hasn't happened yet. So therefore, you're not going to be chayef because you didn't not guard it. And therefore, you're not going to have the problem here. So there's no going to be a chayef for you not to, for you to prevent the mazik from coming to the world. That's not a chiyuv that's going to translate into mamonis. Maybe in terms of achakas nizakin, hilcha shcheinim, that's going to exist. But not more than that. Ein zem migiv yishmiras nizakin, ve'ein l'chayba ala bitaras harchaka levad, v'zeh brira dahach milsa. That is what the Ramban says in the eyes of the Divrei Yechezkel. This is not nezek because the mazik's not here, and there's no chiyuv, and there's no nezek until the mazik actually is in existence. That is the Divrei Yechezkel. I saw the Nesivus also discusses this. The Nesivus also discusses this in Simen Kuf Nun Hey, and Kuf Nun Hey, where he asked a similar question as the Ramban, and that is, all these cases that we've had on Lo Yachbar, you're going to be putter if all of them happen. You're not supposed to do it, but it's a dil l'chadchila. So why aren't all these other Zizikin? Why aren't these all included somehow in Eish and Bor? Why aren't these included in them? So I saw the Nesivus has one answer, but so in the footnotes of the Nesivus, he quotes all the Achronim, he quotes the Berach HaShmuel, he quotes Reb Chaim, he quotes Reb Aaron, he quotes, they all explain, Shabiru. The Gabi Shcheinim Moshaya Klal Chiyav Midin Mazik Mamish. The kivan shekol echad mehem oseh bereshuso b'derech tashmishav b'vata ein alav chiyuv shmiras nezikin. If I'm doing something in my reshus, so me'ikar adin, the Torah has higher standards for neighbors. That's the whole chiddush of this parak. The Torah says you can't just worry about what you're doing in your own field. You got to worry about your friend, even though you're only acting within your field. So because of that, but hilchas nezikin, this is above and beyond. It's above and beyond, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv here. The Khan, Hari Osa Kolber Shusa Mazik Bavad, the Kivin Shain Loich Patlon, the Mashahala Nizok Mimela Bershuso, the Choldin Archakas Izakin, who did Machudish, Mitzad Zuchuse Hashchenim, the Nasnu Chazal Zuchus, the Koshachim, Laaka Vachavero, Lahamed Dabra Mazik Bershuso. This whole parak is Chiddish, right? What other, any other, set of laws, do they have such high standards in terms of what I'm not allowed to do because you might be upset about what I do? So therefore, that's a din in Hilchas Shcheinim, not in Hilchas Nezikin. And that's why it's not part of the Dalet Ava. So you have the Ramban, it's explained by the Divrei Yechezkel, that the Mazik's not, in all these cases, the Mazik really isn't existent yet, by the Harchaka of the tree. And number two, these are all in Hilchas Shcheinim, not in Hilchas Nezikin. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara Tana, Beit Shabar Lamata, Vilan Lamala, Beit Shabar Lamala, Vilan Lamata, doesn't matter which one is higher up. So Bishlama, Bar Lamata, Vilan Lamala, fine if the bar is lower and the Ilan is higher, so you understand. Aslan Sharshin, Maski Lala Bar, so you understand the roots are going to go down and damage the pit. But if the bar is higher and the tree is lower, why? What's the hezek is going to be caused? The roots are going down. No, still, even if there's a tree beneath, the roots take up a lot of the soil, it spread their tentacles very far, it's still going to affect the ground underneath the bar and therefore cause it to be weak. So it's still going to affect even if the tree is lower down. That is, sorry? Now we're up to Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi Chana
B'Shem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi can still be explaining that, even if he's not holding it. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Abba B'Yad Barakot Eves Le'ilam, Le'yakutz, Shezachov R'Petach Shalav, Zadotei B'Petach Shalav. So the last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, don't worry about it, because you're all doing within your own field. Amr Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. Halacha like Rabbi Yossi, like Rashi says, Al Hanizak L'Harchik. That's what Shmuel says. Amr Vashi, but whenever you have that line, it's always, you're not sure what to think in each of the Mishnahs in this parak because of the following line. Amr Ravashi, Ki Avinam Be'er of Kahana, when I was by Rav Kahana, Aviam Rinan, we said, as we mentioned earlier, Modi Rav Yossi, Begire Didei. Rav Yossi admits, in a case where it's considered halachic arrows, that it is going to be Aser, even though Alanizak laharchik, but if it's considered my arrows, like I'm shooting something, so then it's going to be, even Rav Yossi is going to agree. So we had cases, sometimes it was a machlokas. Machlokas we showed him, whether Rav Yossi would agree to a certain mission or not. What's gire, what's not gire? So you just got to look at the Rishonim, and then look at the Psak Shulchan Aruch, what exactly is considered gire. Fine. Says the Gemara, good, how much do I have to admit? So Papi Yona, Ani Veheshirave. Papi Yona was an Ani and he became rich. Ani became rich. Why is that important? We'll see. Bana Padanas, he built a palace. He built a mansion. Havi Hanach Atsure Beshivivuse. There were certain people who crushed sesame in his neighborhood. When they used to crush the sesame, Havi Naidia Padanai, the whole mansion used to shake. Right? It wasn't made out of Jerusalem stone. Right, it was a mansion. It was fancy, but it was shaky. Whenever they did this, they imagine a drill. Somebody drilling right next to your house. The whole house is shaking. So his whole mansion just started shaking. So also the Kami Derbiashi came in from Ravashi Amalei. He Havinan. So he came from Ravashi complaining. You got to stop these sesame crushers. So Amalei Ki Havan Beirav Kahana Havi Amrita Modi Rabbi Yosi Begiri Dilei. Rabbi Kahana said the Rabbi Yosi admits here. And therefore, it must be that these people have to stop. They'll have to stop because it's Girei. And therefore, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, Al Hamazik. Why is it important that we know that he was poor and then he became rich? Why is that an important fact? So Tosva says, on Amud Beis, Rabuza Nakat. Maybe it's a Chiddush. Why? Shahaya Ani. V'loi boy lasuki adai taihu. Sheyivna apadna. The sesame people, they didn't know that he was going to become rich. When they started crushing sesame, he was poor. And they started doing this. And therefore you might say, they don't have to stop. How are they supposed to know? Even so, the din is they have to distance. Mishum tahavi giri ditu. Girei is, you have to be marchik, even if the other person was there, even if you were there first. Avogav de samach beheter, ein sarach laharchik, afilu begirei delay. Because this is not really samach beheter, because the situation changed. It was ani and hashir. So therefore, the Gemara paskins that they still have to be marchik. The Rashba discusses here, how long were they doing this for? Does that make a difference? Something we discussed a couple of days ago. Does it matter how long they were doing this for? Mashma from here, says the Rashba. Why do they have to leave? And why does it say Ani Vehashir? Lomar. Diafagav dehechziku shaloshanim bekach kodim shehashir ein cheskasam chazaka. If no factors changed, you might have said 3 years. That's it. Cheskas gimel shanim, as we're going to talk about soon. But you might, that's why it has to say the din of Ani Vehashir. To tell me, even though you had 3 years, but because factors changed, so therefore that chazaka is not worth it. Lefichach lo micha. He, right, Papus, whatever, what his name was, Papi Yonah, didn't complain because originally he was poor. That's why he didn't complain. But now that he's rich, that's why he can't say his chazak moshanim if it wasn't 3 years since he was rich. But if not, if it was 3 years when he was rich, so then it would work. And it quotes at the end, why? Because the house shaking is like kutru beisakise. Right, those are the cases that we had before, the smoke, and like the bathroom, and therefore the nizik could say, I can't deal with it. But if it was he was machzik, after he built the apana and he didn't complain, so then it's a discussion what we had before about einlam chazaka is nizak and einlam chazaka yishlam chazaka, and the Rashi has noted to say even there einlam chazaka because these are nizak and gedolim, and therefore they wouldn't have a chazaka in this case. Okay, so v'kama the Gemara says how much shaking is shaking? Does it cause problems? So if the Rashi explains it, if you have a barrel on top of one of the walls and the cover of the barrel would fall off based on the shaking. That's what Rashi says. Tosa says that shaking, basically the house is gonna fall down. That type of shaking. That barrel's gonna fall down, you don't need that much. That's for sure. That's pashut. That's pashut. So the Rashi says a little differently. If you're holding a barrel and with a glass, and they're like, you're going to shake towards the ground, and the cover's going to fall off. Not on top of the house, but only if you're holding it. Debebar meryon b'rei deravid. Ki havi nafsi kitna, when they used to beat flax, havi azli rakso maski inshi, the chaff of the flax used to go up and damage people's property. Also, the kami de Ravina, Amar lahu, Ravina said to them, ki amina modi Rabbi Yossi b'giri delay, when did Rabbi Yossi say that it's the mazik's fault, and the mazik has to distance because it's girei hani mili to azli mikocho. That's only if it's dafka coming from the kalach of the mazik. That's when it's girei. If I'm doing something and the walls therefore are shaking, hacha zika hu dekamantila. Here the wind plays a part. Here the wind is taking part of it. I am beating my flax, and the wind is carrying the shaft to you, and therefore it's not totally my fault. If Yossi only admits if it's girei, purely your exclusive girei. That is what the Gemara says. Let's continue for a second. Maska ma'baravashi, ma'ishta bizoru, baruch b'sayaso. What do you mean? What about Hilchos Shabbos? What about the malach of winnowing? You throw it up in the air, the wind helps you out, and that's a chiyav daraisa. It's a chiyav daraisa. So why don't you say, it's just like that? Why don't you say it's just like that? I read the language of the Ritva explaining this question. Pirish. Pirush le'inyid Shabbos the chayiv v'chashiv shehu asa hakol lis chayiv alav. By Shabbos, consider that you did everything and you're going to be chayiv. L'chashiv shayim shesa'uhu. It's not considered two people did it. The wind helped you. Da alma see you, and you wanted the wind to help you. Da alma see you aharuach ein bo mamish le'inyid zeh kivan she'iyef shezulaso v'zeh asa kol ma shahaya b'koch adam lasos. So hachanami b'nezikin leve let it be ki'ilu asa ma'isa gamur o ki'ilu girei delay. Why don't you learn from Hilchos Shabbos to learn that this is girei? You just use the wind to help you out. Zara baruch b'sayaso. Answers the Gemara. No, the Agmar doesn't answer. Amru kamida mereimar amalhu went in front of mereimar and mereimar says you're right. Hainu zara baruch b'sayaso. So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas whether you could compare it to Shabbos. What's that machlokas about? Obviously, we've mentioned many, many times, and that is Melechas Lachsheves Asra Torah. Melechas Lachsheves Asra Torah, the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach. There are many Gemaras that say, like the first opinion, how could you compare Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nezikin? Two different things. Okay, a few days ago we had a Dindra Abanon Ke'en Dal Raisa, we had Karpaif for Nezikin. But here we're comparing the Maisa, and Shabbos is different. Number one, Shabbos is learned that from the Mishkan, and therefore they might have different rules and regulations there. But number two, as we know, Shabbos, Maisa Malach of Shabbos, has what's called Melechas Bachsheves, Asra Torah. Usually, Melechas Bachsheves is a kula in Shabbos, even though it's considered a Maisa elsewhere. But on Shabbos, you have a very high standard. If it doesn't fit this standard, it's not going to be Chayiv in Shabbos. That's the source for Davar Sheni Meskaven, that usually you have a concept called Tzadik Daraisa L'Chumra. Right, you don't know whether to do something. You say you have to be machmer. Somebody derives from the chumra. All of a sudden, by Shabbos, I'm not sure if my bench is going to make holes or not. I'm not sure. Mutter. Why don't you say somebody derives from the chumra? The answer is melechas nachshavas asr Torah. If it might not happen, then it's going to be mutter. That's Davar Shein Miskaved. And then you have the Malacha Shein Tzricha Lagufa. You don't do the Malacha for the same exact reason that it was done in the Mishkan. There you're doing the same exact act, right? You're digging a hole, but do you want the dirt? Do you want the hole? It's the same act. Still, we paskin, you're going to be putter. What about Misasik, if you're not thinking about it? What about Mekalkel? You're doing a destructive act. What about Shinui? Some Rishonim say even Shinui is the Achronim say that is part of Malach Vachshavis. You're doing it with your left hand, even though it's the same results. But still, it's different. What about Malacha that's not permanent? What about, right, all of these? What about less than a shear, even? Right? There's a Rashbam and Baba Basra. Daf Nun Hei, well, the Rashbam says even Pachas Mikashir is a function of Malach Vachshavis. So Malach Vachshavis makes things Shabbos different. So again, most of the time it's Lakula. Once in a while, it's a Chumra. One of the Chumras, Baba Kama Daf Samach, is Zorah. Is Zorah. Where the Gemara says, don't compare Nezikah to Shabbos, because by Shabbos, you want to winnow. And look, Lamaisa, you winnowed. You winnowed. The winds helped you out. Nizkaima Machshavaso. Unlike Nezikin, it's a Grama. It's a Grama of Nezikin. And therefore, it's going to be Pater. So therefore, says the Gemara there that don't compare Shabbos to Nezikin. Okay, you can look all this up as we mentioned Minchas Asher and Simin Samach Gimel in Shmos and Parshas Vayakel as the whole list of all the Mar Makoros for Maleches Machshavos. So that's good for what this issue seems to be. How much can we compare Shabbos to Maleches Mach to Nezikin? As the Gemara continuing a little bit, Loravina, Maishna, Migetha Yosei Betachas Apatish Vihizik, the Chayav L'Shalim. What about if you're hammering and a spark goes out from under the hammer? You're Chayav there, so there also. It wasn't the wind used. The spark flew out while you're Chayav there. So where's it? Ha, Sam Nichola Delezel. By the spark, you'd rather not have it come onto your Rishus. You're happy with it going out. So therefore, that's worse than Ha, Chalo Nichola Delezel. You don't really care if the shaft goes out. The shaft goes out, it could go into the yard, you'll sweep it up afterwards. So therefore, there's a difference between the two. Again, the Achronim discuss in a major way here, this discussion of Zorah, the winds, they discuss the sugya of Eish. Why isn't this like Eish? Eish also, what's the definition of Eish, which is one of the Avos Nezikin? What's the definition? Koach Acher Me'urevbo, first parak in Baba Kama. Eish, by definition, right, every one of the Avos Nezikin has a characteristic about it. Bor is Tchilas Asiyoso Lahezik. Shane is Hanala Zeka, Regel, Karen, everything has a characteristic. So Eish is Koach Acher Me'urevbo. So what's the difference between these cases we're using the wind and Eish? It should be one of the Avos Nezikin. What's the difference? So all the Achronim weigh in the Sugya of Eish by Shabbos and by Nezek and by Ritzicha. There's Rav Chaim and Hilchos Shechinim that discusses how what do you different levels of Maisa Adam Koach Gavra, like for Netilas Yadayim, for Shechita. What happens if a knife falls out of my hand and shechs an animal? Right. So all of these are discussed. We have to put all the sugyas together here in Maseches Sanhedrin and Maseches Baba Kama. All the sugyas where a person doesn't do something totally with his own Koach. So that's what all the Rishonim and the Achronim really bring it out. What exactly is going to be the din, but they discuss our little Gemara here because it also talks about the Ruach being used. Okay, we don't have time to go into it, but that's what it's used. And Gire seems like your arrows. Isha Mishim Chitzav. That's the question. How do you relate Gire to Isha Mishim Chitzav? Says the Mishnah. I'm not allowed to plant the tree next to my friend's field. Unless I distanced 4 amos away from my friend's field. Whether it's vines or trees. Haya gather main time because the roots are going to the Rashi says the reason you have to leave 4 amos outside of a tree, it's not you don't have a pit. You don't have a ripped pit. But next to a tree, because you plow the tree. You plow around the tree. You have to leave at least 4 amos so you don't have to go into your friend's yard with your plow. Haya gather main time, but therefore if there's a fence in between, so you're definitely not gonna plow in your friend's field, you can go all the way up to the field, to the fence, because you're obviously not gonna plow there. If the roots of your tree go into your friend's field, so your friend could dig 3 tefachim deep down into his yard, even though he might be end up cutting off some of your roots, because that's his rights. He has the top 3 tefachim. And let's say he's digging a pit in his yard. Kotitz v'yored, he can just cut your roots. He can go straight down and cut your roots. V'ha'etzim shalo, and the wood belongs to him. Who's the him? The Gemara will say. Gemara, Tana, arba amos ha'amu k'dei avodas ha'kerem. The four amos, as Rashi said, is for the avoda, the fidelit amos around the tree that you need to plow. Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela be'eret Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you got dalet amos. Avo b'bavel shtei amos. In Babel, only two amos. They have smaller plows. They have narrower plows in Babel, and therefore, it is you don't need to leave four amos. Why? The Ran says, because Eretz Yisrael has har mugvos. Har mugvos. It's a mountainous, rocky land. If you need bigger plows in order to really get out the rocks. It's a fascinating svarno. If you look in the beginning of Akev, the svarno talks about the psukim. In the before Shani there, talks about there are five different brachas that Eretz Yisrael has. It says, Eretz Nachli Mayim, Ayanus Sahomos, number one, it has natural water sources. Eretz Chito Saora, another one, it has basic food items. Zeshemen Udvash, it has special food items. Metikus, Eretz Shalob Meskinus Tocha Bolechem, he talks about that is a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the end, Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel. That's also a bracha. That is a rocky land. Sheba Nimsa Ribu Yavanim Kashosu Behirus. Yafos v'tobos labinyin. Got a lot of rocks that are good for building, good for construction. That's a brach of Eretz Yisrael, says the Sfarno. So in Babel it's two amos. Tani nami hachi vayter loita adam ilan samach l'sechaveiro alam gini hechem yinu dashtei amos. Similarly, the Brisa says only two amos. For anantana arba amos, we learned four. And alav gedi shmuel shvamino must be like Shmuel, Babel Eretz Yisrael. V'yigad rami lamirmo. Some have it as a question. Tanan loita adam ilan samach l'sechaveiro alam gini hechem yinu dalan amos. V'atani shtei amos amir shmuel lo kasha kan bubba kab Eretz Yisrael. So you ask it on one, you ask it on the other, or you just have it as a stira. Period. Rava Barav Chanan Havilei Hanu Diklia Mitzvah the Partisa de Rav Yosef. Rava, this Rava had a palm tree next to the border of Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef had a orchard, right? So this tree was next to Rav Yosef's orchard. Havi Asi Tzipor Yasi B'Dikli. Birds used to come and sit on the dekel tree. V'Nachmi Partisa Mafsid Yilei. It was they were on the dekel tree, which was what attracted them. Then we would go to the, they would go to the orchard and cause a loss and be mopsed of the fruit. Amalei zil coats. So Rabbi Yosef says, cut down your tree. You're ruining my stuff. Amalei v'har chigili. What do you mean? But I distanced Dalan Amos. Amalei hanemili lanos. Avalekfani bina tfei. That's only from a tree. But by vines? Vines got to do even more. Got to distance even more. So he says, no, what do you mean? V'anantan echad gvanim v'echad kal ilan. The bishop says, either one. Dalan Amos. Amalei says, no, hanemi ilan le'ilan. Gvanim l'gvanim. That's only if it's the same. But tree to gfanim, even more you have to distance. So Amar Leis, he says, fine. He says, I'll give in, but I know la kayatsna. I'm not cutting it down. You want to? That's fine. I'm not cutting it down. To Amar Rav, because Rav says, Haidikla, the ton kava also lemikse. If a tree is productive, then you're not allowed to cut it down. V'yamar Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina says, we have this in Baba Kama, Oshachav Shichas Bri, al dekat sein asab lo zimne. Why did my son die early? Because he cut down a tree. Early. Mida keneged mida. And Pashto says, that's the only thing he did wrong? That's why his son died? It's the only thing he did wrong? Obviously, it must have been a very high level. They didn't do anything else wrong. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bedaktik with chasida b'chut asayra. And therefore, he says he did that. So, he didn't want to cut it down, even though, it sounds like even if it was a productive tree, right? So, Mar, inichalei lekes. Mar, if you want to, fine, be my guest. You can cut it down if you want. So, again, this is the big sugya of Baal Tashkis, of cutting down trees, the skit. This is where it comes from, the sakana element of cutting down trees. Again, big discussions. The Binyan Sion has an important tshuva about this in Simon Samach Aleph, where he talks about if you do it with a guy, and if you do it al yedei guy, and if you're mafkir, if you sell the land to a guy beforehand, and it's for a real tzara gadol. Put all these together, then the Binyan Sion was comfortable with cutting down the fruit tree. Again, the Reb Yaakov Emden, there's a lot of discussion of this topic. Good. Rav Papa havilei hani dikli amitzvah the Rav Huna b'radi Rav Yeshua. So Rav Papa had a tree on the border of Rav Huna. Oz l'ashkei d'chal chafar. So what time he came, and he saw that his neighbor was digging in his yard, the kakaz shirashav, and he was cutting down the roots of his tree that had spread into the yard. Amalei Maihai says, what are you doing? Amalei t'nan ha'yishirashav yosim yidlok shachavera ma'amik shlosha klishat l'yakam ha'machresha. Right, the new Mishnah is by heart. Right, he says, what do you mean? The Mishnah says, Baba Basra. I learned daf yomi. Right, he says, you ought to cut down your friend's roots. But you're digging all the way down. Doesn't the Mishnah say only the top three tefachim? Amalei says, no, I know. Baruch Yichon Amaris Kachafarana. I'm digging a pit. So I can go further down. I'm allowed to go all the way down. So I'm digging a pit. So Amar Papa Amilei, Kulhei Velo Yachlilei. If Papa tried to convince him, and he couldn't convince him, couldn't bring any rias to convince him to stop, until he told him the following. So Amar of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Meitzah Shechzikah Bo Rabim Mosel L'Kalkalo. Rav Yehuda says, a border, Shechzikah Bo Rabim, that many people have already been machzikin, we have, they've taken a path, they've used your path, also L'Kalkalo, you're not allowed to ruin it because they've already been machzikin it. So that's the only thing that convinced him. L'Basar D'Nafach, but after he left, after Papa left, Amar, Rav Yehuda says to himself, Amai Lo Amri Le'mi, what do you mean? I have a different answer. I could have answered that too. Kan betoch shesh esriyama, kan lechutz l'shesh esriyama. The only limits of any roots are within 16 amas. That's when there could be a chazak of the tree. The first 16 amas of the roots, that's what really gets nourishment. Beyond that, you're allowed to cut down, even if there was a chazaka. So I should have answered that. Haya chofer, bar shiachu ma'ara, if he's digging a pit, kotez v'yorib ra'itzim shalom, he's allowed to cut straight down, and the wood could be his. Boy, I mean, Yaakov Hadaiva, Meir of Chizda, Eitzav Shalmis. So what does that mean? Who's the him? Who's the him? I cut down straight, and I cut off your roots. So do the roots belong to you, or the roots belong to me? So Amalei, Tini Tua, we learned it. We learned in the Mishnah Me'ila. Sharash Elan Shal Hadiyah Bani Mishal Hektish. Right, if you have a tree, a my tree, that goes into a field of Hektish. So those roots are in Hektish. So Lo Nanim V'lo Malin. So Halacha is, there's no, you're not allowed to get benefit from those roots. But if I do, there's no issue me d'oraisa. So what does it seem like? D'oraisa, it belongs to me. So I am a bishlam baser ilan azlinan. You go after the tree. Mishamachi lo molin. That's why there's always a d'oraisa. Elim amr baser karka azlinan arai lo molin. But if you go after the karka, why isn't there me'ila? It's in the karka of Hektish now. So elamai baser ilan azlinan. The verse is back. What do you mean? So what? You go after the tree. What about the next line? Ema seifa shall Hektish abar mishal hedya lo nev lo molin. Same thing, the opposite direction. Right, v'ibaser ilan azlinan amai lo molin. But here the tree is in the rishas so of Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, "Bidi Arya, you can bring a proof. You obviously can't bring a proof either way." This whole Mishnah is just about the issue. The fundamental issue is the roots have kedusha. That's the issue. Not dafka. Does it go after the tree or after the roots? The kasavar ain't mila b'gidulin, and this bandamar holds there is no mila at all with gidulin, and that's why there's no meila in either direction. Ravina Amar, one other answer to get out of it. Lo kasha, kan betoch l'esr sheshes reyama, kan chutz l'sheshes reyama. That's the chilek. When do we say that you're allowed to, when does it belong to him, the owner? That's within 16 amos. After 16 amos, it belongs to the person who cut it. Okay, there's more here about after the tree, after the roots, but we'll stop here. Slichus, and Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.